The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beaner Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Hey everybody, you are here, and I am there.
What's going on here? Where are we?
Well, what we're in Powerful Horses land, first off, because Anthony over there is about ready to explode, just like an Atlas rocket into space.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad. We dealt with a little series of rotavirus, so things are We're better, but the powerful forces remain. Anyway, this is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 200 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Tuesday, December 31st, 2019. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Video for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
So, how was your day or your week, Anthony?
Well, my week was all right.
Was it?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of that going on. But it's actually been a few weeks since we've actually all been on the air. So
this is true.
There's been
Our
a
last
few.
Show was December 10th.
Yeah, it's been a while. So you know, it's all right. The past few weeks have been fun. I had some family in from out of town. We went to some theme parks in Orlando. I learned that I hate going to theme parks in Orlando. I can't do spinny 3D rides, and I got the rotavirus. And now, as vacation is coming to an end and people are back in their respective states, and my gut is still screaming, but yet I'm able to keep things inside my body and release them at my own will, I'm ready to turn over a new leaf for 2020.
Were you at the control of some other will?
Oh yes, I was at the control of the rotoviral will. That's the rotoviral will. You know, that whole time where it's like, you know, no, if you're going when I say you got to go.
Yikes.
And, you know, good luck. You better have some good strong butt muscles if you're halfway across the house. You know, so that's when you do that funny walk, you know, that sideways walk, you know, down the hallway. So, but yeah, it's other than that, it was good. It was good. Goodbye holidays. Goodbye holidays.
Goodbye holidays. It's just tonight, and then we're done until Martin Luther King.
There you go. And that's, I mean, it's an important day, but that's not a big holiday like Christmas or Thanksgiving where people are traveling all over the place.
Bank holiday, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jesus, you know, National Scratch Your Balls Day is a bank holiday.
Well, guess what, folks? Congratulations to us, because you know why, Anthony?
Why, Joe?
This is episode 200. Holy cow!
Sweet.
Oh, there's that crazy bell.
episode 200.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's
and
awesome.
And folks, just in case you're just tuning in, this is the Joe and Anthony Show on Triumph Radio, and we have a goal of getting to episode 420.
420, so we're almost halfway
Almost halfway there.
We got to do 5 more episodes. No, 10 more episodes, and we'll be halfway there.
Yep.
So by...
and even 10 episodes is going to take us for...
March. It'll be like March, February, March.
Aren't we moving to...
We're moving to Friday. Actually, we can go until... I think my first class starts... My first Tuesday class starts on February 17th or March 17th.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, January. I can't walk. January 14th is when my classes start. So we can go up until what looks like the 7th until, you know, we have to move it to... So our first Friday show could be the 17th. We can work it that way. So,
that sounds good. I actually kind of like a Friday show.
No, I think I'm looking forward to it. It's kind of a good way to unwind and relax. And maybe, you know, maybe depending on how we feel, we may take some liberties on expanding our show time-wise.
Liberties.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it'll obviously be up to both of us, but we can always, we can always monkey around with the server on Friday nights.
Yeah.
Nobody's in here. No, not even the cleaning lady. So, anyway.
Thank God.
So, continue.
Anyways,
I'm sorry, Joe.
Hello to continued wacky weather here in Chicago. It's one day it's Chiampa for real. It's nice and warm in Chicago. And then today it's like Alaska. It's super cold.
Super cold?
Yes. And we had some nice holidays here in the Chicago studios. They were quiet. We had ham, biscuits. We had mashed potatoes. We had Brussels sprouts. Our good dear friend, your mother, who is actually here in the green room in the Chicago studios.
We like green room guests.
Yeah.
Just don't ever put him in the purple room. Remember what happened last time we put a guest in the purple room? That wasn't pretty.
Wasn't something chasing after them?
Yeah. And then it was hard to get all that blood off the wall. Whew.
Ooh, and the stench, anyways, the guess stench. What, Anthony?
Oh my God! Yeah. Anyway, what's going on? Tell me. Talk to
me. I'm famous for my guacamole.
You are famous for your guacamole. That is fantastic. So what is your rise to your guacamole fame? Please.
I don't know. I think limes are just
limes.
Some of the,
limes.
Yeah. Limes.
Your secret ingredient to guacamole is limes.
Limes.
Okay.
It's the right proportion of limes and salt.
Okay.
And it just somehow balances out with all the other ingredient and the avocado itself.
Fantastic.
Do we have any voicemails?
No, it doesn't look that way, but let me double check here. Hold on, we can call it, I think. I think I know how to call it.
And by the way, folks, our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. Let's listen in.
Hold on. Does that work? No. So I'm going to say that the light is not blinky, so I'm going to say we have no new voicemails.
Well, why don't you go right into your weed corner,
because you've got some
interesting news.
Weed corner, exactly. So anyway, our first weed story comes from High Times. Actually, they both come from High Times because I think Leafly has just given up on doing news, like serious news. I think they're focusing more on strains.
And,
like, not saying that their information on their website is not good. They have very good information about strains and different dispensaries and different products. They've just apparently moved their focus away from mainstream news, marijuana news, and their news now focuses more on, like, health and body and not necessarily the type of stuff I'm looking at reporting on, but always worth looking at if you want to go to their site. Anyway, so our first one comes from High Times. Domestic travelers passing through Chicago airports like O'Hare and Midway won't be arrested if they're caught with a little cannabis in their carry-on starting tomorrow morning, or actually tonight at midnight. TSA said that they are not looking for cannabis, but if they come across any, they will defer the matter to the Chicago Police Department. Chicago police are still advising travelers to leave the bud at home of our advocates laud the new freedom. So, yeah, I think it's, I don't know how much it is in Chicago. It was a few ounces or something. Not in a couple ounces, like a few grams or something like that, right, in Chicago.
Wait, say that one more time.
What's your possession, January 1? And what are you guys allowed to possess?
Well, okay, here we go. If you want to talk about that now, because I was actually going to mention this.
Oh, okay, no, well, I'm sorry. Well, I just thought you knew the number. If you didn't know the number, it's okay. Well, we can move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, well, it's up to 30 grams.
Up to 30 grams, okay. So anyway, so as long as you fall within the guidelines, the 30 grams that are in effect as of January 1, passing through O'Hare or Midway, clearly the Chicago Police Department won't have an issue with you. Because
that's quite an interesting stance to take, especially knowing that it is kind of a federal area. You know, you're entering a zone of uncertainty.
You know, and I've always thought airports were interesting that way in and of itself, because they are kind of like their own little world, their own little city.
Yeah.
But yet, at the end of the day, they are part of a jurisdiction, and the airport itself is funded by the local taxpaying base. So, I mean, O'Hare Airport, while it might be quote-unquote somewhat federally controlled, the money that goes to build and maintain O'Hare Airport comes from everyone that lives around O'Hare Airport. So the jurisdiction should technically follow more towards the local government, saying, being in Chicago, the Chicago Police Department. So that's just my opinion. So, yeah, but we can move on. Our next article also coming from High Times. If you're going to be in the Windy City with plenty of delicious options, which I certainly wish I was there, but it's a good thing I'm not, because I would make myself sick.
You know,
and I don't
day
go there
one,
again.
I'm going to tell you, is yeah. just going to be impossible, because there's going to be so many people waiting. I'm sure they're starting to line up now. I'm sure.
Absolutely. There's no way. There's no way you're going to get weed on day one. Unless you're going to, like, stand in line for 8 hours. Massachusetts was ridiculous, I guess. I think it took their first month and a half. It took them almost.
I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm waiting quite a long time before I really go and try it. It might not be until summer when I go.
Probably.
But I know it's kind of ironed itself out.
My first recommendation, check in 3 months. Because that seemed to be when Massachusetts started, kind of when that all started falling in place. So check in 3 months, and within 3 months there will be like a Facebook group or some type of online group that will give you updates about dispensary times and line waits. And it looks like Joe's about ready to have an aneurysm. He took a clearly one hell of a hit. But anyway. Anyway, if you get those munchies while you're in the Windy City, scientific studies are beginning to successfully unravel the mystery of why we get the munchies. And surprisingly, weed smokers generally have a lower body mass index and are less risk for diabetes. I do not fall into that category. Studies concluded that weed helps improve insulin. Maybe if I stop smoking weed, I'd be like 500 pounds. So maybe I shouldn't quit. Studies concluded that weed helps improve insulin control and regulates body weight, which explains why stoners don't become obese from all that snacking. Again, there's always an exception from the rule. Generally, after an initial bout of munchies, there is a tendency to go a long time without eating, which keeps the weight under control. Which I think I can agree with that. I do. You do the bingy binge, and then you're like done. You're done eating.
You know what though? It's lately. Maybe it's the strain I've got, but it's not producing that munchy requesting feeling.
I don't always get it, and you're right. It all depends on the strain that I have. Right now, I'm going between Gorilla Grapes and Afghani, and neither of them tend to make me hungry, which is not good, because I actually do want a bit of an appetite since I haven't eaten in 2 days. So I really want to eat something, but I've eaten enough. I think I've done a good enough job. So anyway, just to close out the weed corner here, now that scientists understand that why the munchies occur, isn't it possible to guide our urges towards healthy food? Like, you know, instead of stereotypical snacks like chips and cookies and pizza, why not celery sticks and peanut other butter. Unexciting things. What did you say? Penis sticks?
Penis sticks. Celery sticks and peanut butter.
I don't like celery. I'm just not a fan.
Really? Well, with peanut butter, it actually tastes pretty darn good.
I don't. The short answer is no, it's because weird. Our brains are hardwired to crave high-calorie food when we're hungry. So there you go. And that is it for your weed corner. Boom, I'm right on time. Now time for your Joe's Corner.
Well, folks, as you know, marijuana will be legal in Illinois in starting January 1st, 2020. Adults age 21 and over will only be allowed to purchase marijuana legally. So you can purchase up to about 1 ounce of marijuana plant material.
That's nice.
Or edibles totaling no more than 500 milligrams of THC and 5 grams of cannabis concentrate products. Non-residents will be able to purchase half of those amounts. And so how will it be taxed? Well, it's a graduated tax set up for recreational marijuana in Illinois. Marijuana and cannabis-infused products with less than 35% THC will be taxed at 10% of the purchase price. Again, less than 35% THC will be taxed at 10%. Cannabis-infused products with
more
than...
Wait, what was the tax rate?
10% for less than 35% THC.
And that's actually not bad, because most of the shit that I get is like 22% THC.
Well, anything with... A THC level of 35% or more will be taxed at 20%, and anything with more than marijuana with more than 35% THC will be taxed at 25% of the purchase price. So,
yeah, they're going after the concentrates.
Now, medical marijuana is exempted from these taxes, and individual municipalities can also levy additional taxes.
Ooh, of course.
On recreational marijuana if they choose to.
Of course, yes, most definitely.
In 0.25% increments, not exceeding 3.75% in unincorporated areas of a county. 0.75% in a municipality located in a non-home rule county. Which is not Chicago, and 3%, which is Chicago, in municipalities located in home rule counties.
Whew.
Can we grow? Only medical marijuana patients will be allowed to grow plants at home.
Well, that's
and
nice.
They are limited to 5 plants.
Oh.
Will you be able to smoke wherever you want?
No.
You will not be able to smoke marijuana in public legally. Consumption in your home is legal. Local jurisdictions will be able to decide for themselves if they allow dispensaries to let people smoke on site. So it's really up to your local city. In Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot has said that, you know, if you're smoking it on your back porch, I don't give a shit. They're not gonna, you know, people who call and complain are probably not gonna be taken very seriously.
Yeah, if you're smoking in front of your local restaurant or like in the library or like waiting at the subway station, you'll probably get your shit ticketed or something. So
smoking a good blunt, reading that darn juicy good book.
My God, tell me about it. Anyway, I think Roger's itching to get his thing on here.
Is Roger itching to get his thing
Roger's
on?
Roger's always itching
wow.
to get his thing on.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Tuesday, December 31st, 2019, and it is National Champagne Day, No Interruptions Day, Leap Second Time Adjustment Day. It is also Make Up Your Mind Day, Universal Hour of Peace Day, and finally, fucking goddammit,
New Year's Eve Day.
Woohoo, wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel. I think I am going to eat lots of cake. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes,
no,
yes.
No.
Oh, no.
Fart,
no.
Fart, fart.
Baby.
Wow. Take it away, guys.
Woohoo.
All right, Joe. Give it a spin. Oh, boy.
Boy.
It's that one again.
Well, good. You know what? We'll save the word of the day for when our guest comes.
There we go.
Oh, that wheel just blew a hole.
But I don't think they won't understand the outro. But that's fine. We'll talk about it. We'll discuss it all when we get to it. Anyway, let me open up my news story here and make sure things are working accordingly.
Your random newsletter.
My random newsletter. Yeah. Go away. Our random news story comes from WFTX, Fox Channel 14, Southwest Florida, where the holiday spirit was all the rage at a local Cape Coral Walmart. According to Cape Coral Police, 69-year-old Henry became angry over customers ahead of him in line taking too long at the register one Wednesday evening at the Walmart Neighborhood Market Store on Pine Island Road. Yeah. An argument resulted in Harvey punching the victim in the head. Officers later located Harvey at his home, arrested him, and charged him with battery. The victim was not seriously injured. How about that for some holiday spirits?
All right, Betty. What do you got?
Back to you, Betty.
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty. And now it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, K-O-R-D. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 28 degrees. The dew point is at 21, giving us a wind chill of 17, and the humidity is at 75%. Winds are hollowing out of the west at 14 miles per hour, gusting to 24. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23 and gusty. New Year's Day, sunny with a high near 42 and gusty. Thursday, increasing clouds with a high near 46, featuring gusty. And Friday, yay, no more gusty, but rain likely before 4 p.m., then rain and snow likely later. Cloudy with a high near 44. And that's your Chicago weather, and now it's time for a year in review from the Chicago studios. So, you know, a lot of things happened in 2019. That's quite for sure, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm not muted.
No, you're not.
That would just end 2019 with the perfect note. But anyways.
Joe was muted in 2019. There you go. That always works out well.
Neutered and muted. There we go. Anyways, so the first one I want to mention is, well, Betty kind of introduced us to 2019 with a crazy title.
Oh.
Bitch Slapping the Bionic Penis.
Was that really our...
Yeah.
Really?
That was our very first show title for 2019.
Whatever possessed us to use that show title?
I don't know.
Eh, it's all good. I mean, hey. How many downloads did it actually get?
I gotta look. That'll take too much time right now. So, anyways...
I'll look while you do your thing.
Speaking of things that took too much time... getting is, well, you can sort of get a replica Commodore 64 if you kind of follow along in our earlier show. That was one of my news stories.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Well, now I found out it's going to take some time till next year to get it proper in the Americas, but it's actually a really cool, fully working replica of a Commodore 64 computer, one of those 8-bit color computers that, you know, was all basic and you put cartridges in and maybe if you were lucky you had a disk drive and it made lots of noise and it was a fun little machine, but whatever.
Okay.
It's a start in computer personal computing.
There was no mouse, no
touch screen.
It
was all you type it and then you made it go.
Look, my first thing was a Tandy EX-1000.
Oh yeah.
It was a beast. And it only had I think an 8 8 megahertz processor. It wasn't even 8088. It was an 8086. It was like nothing. It was nothing.
Wow. You know, and speaking of beasts.
Beasts.
2019 saw the rise and fall of Moose Poop.
Moose Poop.
Much to Anthony's delight, of course.
Yes.
And finally, 2019... It sure was, folks. Believe it or not, 2019 was the year it finally became okay to watch porn in public libraries.
Yeah, I know, right? I do that now every week at my public library.
And you smoke a blunt, right?
And I smoke a blunt in my public library while watching porn because I've got my medical card, goddammit, with my emotional support dog named Fluffy, the 65-pound pit bull.
I was going to say it's a German Shepherd, one of those huge
something like that. Yeah, I had there was a big dog in Publix today wearing a Canine for Christ vest walking through the produce department.
What, Canine for Christ?
Yes, it's a, yes. The vest on the dog said Canine for Christ. It was the most fucking amazing thing. And I was going to ask, but it was too busy, and I was just I was already over it because I had already gone to the bank, and that was a disaster. So I was trying to make my way through Publix without killing anybody. And and this dog is walking through the pub, and I'm like, the thing just needs to shit right in the middle of the produce section. Canines for Christ shitting on bananas, you know. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Let's move on.
I'm taking over your segment here.
2019 saw the coldest day of the year at the end of January.
Yes.
We actually closed the restaurant where I work for a day because it was just too cold.
Yes.
Speaking of cold, Jussie Smollett and the ridiculousness people get themselves into. That man is now trying to sue the city because of he thinks it's malicious prosecution or something. I don't know. It's like, dude... You're guilty. You did something stupid, and now you gotta pay the price.
You fuck up.
But he's getting all kinds of weird support, so I don't know what's going on. Anyways, I got rid of my iDevice midway through the year. I no longer have that iDevice.
Good for you.
As I mentioned earlier, 2019 saw lots of wacky weather. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. Like, what is winter for us? Like, yeah, we got a little bit of snow, but, you know, I laid down some salt, and it's gone now. And it'll probably be gone tomorrow because it's going to be like in the 40s. And it's going to continue in the 40s the next day.
It's been pretty wacky here too, to be honest with you. I mean, it's like it's been unseasonably hot here, and it's getting very irritating.
So, do you vape anymore? Because in 2019, we saw the rise of really nasty black market enterprises making crap products, getting people really sick, and I think a few people died from it, too.
Yeah, I think there was maybe 8 or maybe more. Yeah. I can't remember, but there was a lot.
I mean, I did some vaping for a while, and I thought it was great, but after all that stuff came out, I was like, no, I think I kind of want to stay away from that.
I'm still doing the vaping, just because I know what I'm getting, and it's the black market was obviously the biggest issue that we're dealing with. So, but
you know, that may be one of the reasons I go to a shop then is to get a vape.
Yeah, I mean, at least that you can trust it, and that's the thing with me. But I still, I mean, ever since Florida freed the flower, I've been less interested in vaping as I have just been in smoking because smoking's my thing. I mean, it's been my thing for 20 years.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, we also saw a black hole in 2019, and it was a woman scientist that was able to render the final picture. But, you know, will we end up in one in 2020?
We'll find out.
Right? So what will 2020 bring us? Well, who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows?
But anyways, back to you, Anthony.
Hold on, I gotta scratch my eyeball. Yeah, we actually got time. We got a minute. We got about a minute left, so I can run the outro.
So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. That's 813-327-8566 at the corner of Central and Diversity, just 3 blocks of Stevenson. A unique news light, imaginary election pits the first legitimate openly gay major party candidate for the U.S. presidency against the narcissistic, incompetent incumbent. In their own words, mixed with pop songs, late-night TV show host humor, on-scene news coverage, and more. And could be called Trump versus Buttigieg enjoy a fun-filled U.S. presidential politics extravaganza this week. All that and more when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Now on Thursday nights at 9 Eastern.
Tuesday
nights. But we'll probably be Friday nights. Who knows what night it's going to be on anymore. But it's going to usually be on right after the Joe and Anthony show on Cheyenne Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes after this moment of indolescence. And we'll explain what that means when we bring on a special guest in just a little bit. Hang tight, folks. And grab your devices. We're about ready to go to break. How you doing, Joe?
Woo-hoo. I'm
doing good. Good? Okay. Right on time.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio.
Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo. With softer, lively curls and brighter, sparkling hair. So halo, everybody, halo. Halo shampoo, halo.
You make this shot, you can have anything you want for dinner.
Go, go! I have Kentucky Fried Chicken, Mom.
You got it, superstar.
Kids love Kentucky Fried Chicken, just like other folks. And with all those delicious fixins, what a meal.
It's real good! Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tab's got a fabulous chance for you to win a free week at the famous spa and resort, La Costa. To enter, look for Tab's free guide, Spa Secrets from La Costa. It's filled with sassy secrets on fitness, fashion, and beauty. Plus, coupons for Tab and all these great products. You'll find Tab's free guide in these March magazines, along with your chance to go home a sassier you. So enter now to win.
Ooh, Tab's got it sassy.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You know, we've been down there for over a week down the bunker, and yeah, we're starting to look like the clay people. Now, you ever heard of clay people?
No, but I have a feeling I'm going to.
All right, now let me tell you about the clay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, only on Cheyenne Radio.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the first taxi service began in New York in 1907? Did you know that the first toothbrush was invented in 1498? And did you know that the first crossword puzzle first appeared in 1913? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
I love chicken, I love it barbecued, I love it fricasseed, I love it fried, I love it broiled and roasted and poached, and in a soup, and in a casserole, and in a pasta. I love chicken, yes I do, I love you.
Joe Wisdom Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit
from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Oh, boy.
I feel it brewing. Why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things?
I am a robot. Yes, I am. Bloop bleep. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, my lovable biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Joe.
See, Joe, you don't look. You do excellent work, and all you did was just take a hit off the bong. How about that? All right. Well, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for some Tampa weather from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy, 57 degrees Fahrenheit. The humidity is currently at 64%. The dew point is at 45 degrees. And the visibility is at 10 miles. It is a little bit of a chilly night here in the Tampa Bay area. Tonight, Tuesday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 52. On New Year's Day, will be sunny with a high near 68. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 55. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. And Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 68. And that's it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. If I can find my button. There's my button. Button, don't fail me. Joe's doing the happy drum circle dance. Remember when I had that crazy woman that lived on the first floor?
Oh, yes.
Of Polina, and she was doing her and like 15 of her fucking granola friends decided to do a goddamn drum circle at 2 in the morning on a Tuesday in the middle of the, I was like a fucking, like June or something. It wasn't like anyone was off. It wasn't the holiday. I was like, do a fucking drum. Fucking wake up, shit shaking off the wall. Those demons are long gone. High Times brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a Florida man bringing goodwill and joy to the world. St. Petersburg police contacted Richard 67 around 11 p.m. on Saturday night because a witness informed police that Richard was handing out marijuana to strangers as they passed by on the street. Exactly, right?
Where was I? Hashtag.
Not there. Why not me? Hashtag why not me? After approaching Richard, police say they noticed a small amount of marijuana shake on the sleeve of his shirt. A search of Richard's backpack by law enforcement officers yielded 45 grams of marijuana and a prescription bottle with the man's name on it, according to media reports. A purple glass pipe and a digital scale, both with marijuana residue, were also discovered. Officers also found a sword hidden in the cane that Richard carried.
A
cane. A sword. You know, have you ever seen like those canes where you like pull out the top of the cane and it's like a little like a little sword? Yeah.
That's something. Okay.
That's some crazy shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Richard was charged with two crimes, felony possession of marijuana with intent to sell or distribute, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Florida only allows cannabis for medicinal purposes, and qualified patients with a doctor's recommendation are only permitted to purchase medical marijuana at dispensaries licensed by the state. All right.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, here we go. Yeehaw. Yeehaw is right. All right, let me close this little weather window. It's bothering me, kid. All right, our next crazy Florida story of the night comes. Was our guest calling in yet? Or because I don't know if he's on the line, he's just been sitting on hold and nothing's been blinking over here.
No, he hasn't called in yet.
All right,
Do we need him to call in?
No, not yet. That's fine. I just wanted to make sure because you asked for the number. I just wasn't sure what was going on. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from WFLA, Tampa Bay News Channel 8, about a shocked grandmother. Literally. A grandmother is left shaken up and angry after she said she was tased and arrested for not letting Manatee County deputies into her home. Barbara said deputies came to her home looking for a man who violated his probation, but left with a grandmother who's never been in trouble with the police. Around 7:30 in the morning, the day after Christmas, Barbara received an unexpected visitor. The Manatee County police kicked in the door to her home to serve an arrest warrant to Barbara's grandson on violation of probation for carrying a concealed weapon. Yeah. Video shot by her grandson's wife shows her refusing to let deputies enter her home and trying to close the door on them. It also shows the deputy grab the 70-year-old woman's wrist as she pulls back. She is then tased and taken to the ground hard. The probable cause affidavit shows Barbara was hit 3 times with a stun gun in her left arm, back, upper back, and was held to the ground with the deputy's knee. Barbara was arrested for obstruction and resisting an officer and has a court date set for January 17, 2020, but already the community is rallying behind her. Police department has not responded to the video, only to tell 8 on Your Side what they say happened that Thursday morning. Her grandson, Tevin, has not been caught. Barbara said he was never there. Well, the police say that he may have gotten away from the rear of the house during all the chaos. I think you're supposed to cover the back of the house. Don't you cover the front and the back? Is that kind of what you do so that they don't out the back, you know?
They're short on manpower.
Yeah, something. What's going on? All right, boy. Let's see. Next one. Here we go. Our final naked Florida story of the night comes from Action News Jacksonville, ABC Channel 47, about a Florida man who just wanted to have a little naked fun. Deputies were called to Southeast Brawley Terrace in Hite Springs early Friday morning as a woman reported that Donald, 38, had been using methamphetamine, according to reports. Yep, absolutely. When deputies were there, dispatchers say they received a 911 call from someone about a person being in his yard with a flashlight. Deputies could see the flashlight intermittently and could also hear strange noises. They eventually found Donald, who was in a shallow ditch, completely naked, with mud covering his body. He was pacing back and forth, laughing and making what sounded like his attempt at bird noises. He began running away and went under the porch of a mobile home. When he came out, a deputy attempted to arrest him, but Donald started punching the deputy, all while naked and covered in mud. Another deputy tried to deploy his taser on Donald with little effect on him. The deputy who was initially punched by Donald also deployed his taser on Donald twice, but it had no effect on Donald, and he kept running. Yeah, that's what meth does to you, kiddies. It makes you a fucking maniac. Before they continued to pursue Donald, the two deputies waited for backup to arrive. A K-9 deputy responded with his K-9 along with 5 other deputies. They found the meth head in the woods. He got on his hands and knees and began to growl like a dog. All this while naked and covered in mud, by the way. The K-9 was given the command to apprehend Donald, who then leaped, grabbed the K-9 by the head, and bit the K-9's ear as he drove the K-9 to the ground. Yes, kids, that is what meth will do to you. Donald was taken to the hospital to be treated for the dog bite and was then booked in the Columbia County Detention Facility for simple battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest with violence, and aggravated battery on a service dog. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat.
But
now,
go
grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Wow, Betty, you do such a great job. Thank you so
Betty,
much.
Betty, you are just like friggin' awesome. And you right. make Ezel has been right. in the chat room
you got
all
it,
night.
Joe.
I know.
You got it, Anthony.
Oh boy. Screaming guts. Good show title. Woohoo, a great evening the night before the something or other.
We're sorry we forgot about you, Ezel.
I know.
We just forgot about the chat room. I've been going all day.
We have a guest that's going to be calling in.
So I guess we can have that guest call in.
So we're going to have that guest call in.
We
got to
give
now.
You an extra microphone.
I know. All right, the guest is calling in.
All right. All right. My status is available. Here we go. Hello, guest. Have you called in?
Guest, are you there?
Oh, hello. Hello, Clarissa. I don't think the guest wants to talk to us.
Hi, guest.
Oh, there we go. I can see the guest in the background. Hello, special guest.
The guest needs to sit on the couch.
Well, because what happens if the guest is too close to the microphone, it becomes a little awkward.
Hello, guest. How are you on the couch?
Oh, just fine, dear.
Oh, that's
how
good.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I have not been banished to the couch, but you know we all have our own crosses to bear.
You'll get it tomorrow at work.
Oh boy.
Wow. So how are you enjoying your holiday season, special guest?
Tired, busy, but that's good. It's good money.
Well, as long as there's good money going on. Because I can't seem to hold on to money in the holiday season.
Oh boy.
Well, you know, there's gifts to buy and decorations to buy and parties to pay for.
Why?
Hookers to pay for, and there's just so much to do. You know, booze is not cheap. Booze is not cheap by any means.
No,
it's very expensive.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, a good bottle of vodka will run you at least $50. You know.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
beer is good though.
I like beer. Yeah. Beer is not good shortly after a stomach ailment.
Although it might give
me that effervescence, that lovely effervescence feeling.
I just had that lovely effervescence feeling, and I had to make sure I did it quietly.
No. I'm not. The throwing up part is gone. No more throwing up.
Okay.
We're done with that. We are past that part. So you know, we got some gurgling going on. We got gurgling going on. We got a party in our stomach with all the effervescence.
Okay.
So, guest, do you want to tell us about our word? You want to tell us about our word of the day?
Yes. Let's move on.
I gotta find it again.
Oh. What? Well, I can tell you right now, the word was indolent. Yes.
Yes. Meaning. Because I don't have the diary.
Well, it means tending towards laziness, and I had a couple of examples. The indolent manager made the day a real bullshit kind of day.
I see.
That did not come from me.
Or such indolence in that young man sitting around watching television all day.
Week.
Yeah, no, that's just
no.
That didn't excite me. Okay. No, sorry.
All right. Well, Roger can't take it away, unfortunately. But
no, sorry. No, that's what.
So,
just a variation of attitude.
Yeah.
There you go. See.
Right.
It all works out in the end.
So, you got any New Year's goals, special guest?
Another job.
That's always a great New Year's resolution. That's actually mine as well. And unfortunately, mine's towards the end of 2020. But yeah, definitely, still the same thing, still the same goal.
So the bigger one will be getting back to the tennis courts in the summer.
There you go.
Okay, that sounds like fun too. I don't know what the summer is going to be like. I almost feel like it's going to be unbearably hot this year.
You think so?
Probably moments here and there, yeah. There's always certain periods, probably about a week, 10 days, and then it'll go to unseasonably cool 80 in October, 70s in the November, and then we'll hit 20 degrees. Like that.
Yeah, there, see, for us, it was just
almost no normal.
It was just constant frying heat for us, just consistently.
Yeah, you guys were just in sweltering conditions.
It was really from April up until the end of October through November, even November.
I can see why everybody's nuts down there.
Oh, no. Exactly. If you had to live in this shit, oh my goodness! After 3 months of it, you just want to scream, and then God forbid, you know, you go through several months of this shit. It's like no, and these people just they lose their shit. It's kind of scary, actually.
But are there people though that really just enjoy it and just sit out and be like, ah?
There's a lot of people that do. Those are the crazy ones. They bake themselves. They bake their brains. They make themselves crazy. Crazy
so
loco.
Now they can do it inside and out.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly, right? Exactly.
How many people have died from heat exhaustion per year in Florida?
That's a good question. How many people have died from heat? How many people have died from heat?
Related illness?
In Florida.
Good enough. Yeah.
And we're going to say, because we can't do 2019, we'll have to do 2018.
Right, yeah.
All right, so Florida weather casualties. Wow, only 87 people in 2017 died.
Must be decent air conditioning then.
Well, no, yeah, everything is air conditioned. Actually, everything is air conditioned to the point where it feels like it's wintertime in the summer here. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's, you know.
Oh, I can see, yeah.
Yeah, no, everything is like, thermostats on everything is like set to like 60, 65 degrees. You walk into a building and it's like a cold storage building. It's
Oh, yeah, well, I've been down in New Orleans and people live at 70 degrees, of course, living from the Midwest North. Oh, it's warm down there. They're like,
oh yeah, no, absolutely. No, yeah, they. It's what is it? I think that we're dipping down to the 50s right now, and people are you know, they're kind of losing their shit because it's getting cold again.
And you're like, thank God.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I got the studio window open. I'm happy with that one.
Wow.
Is it ever not humid?
There's like 2 weeks out of the year when it's not really humid. But majority of the time it's humid. There's some level of persistent humidity going on, even when it's cold, which makes the cold even more unbearable because it makes it like a wet, soggy cold instead of like a dry. Yeah. So then it just kind of, it goes right through you. It's quite nasty, to be honest with you. So,
oh yeah, bronchitis big time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah, look at that. Ugly lights in 3 minutes.
Wow.
How about that? We're just humming along
that's
tonight.
Crazy.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
But, wow. Yeah. So, Anthony, did you have a holiday party at your place of business?
Yeah, actually we did. It was okay. I actually didn't stay for much of it because I was doing bookkeeping for a basketball game. So I was there for like maybe an hour, just enough to like get some wings, get a beer or two, and just skedaddle out the door.
Do they post rules at the party?
Like, not usually. Most people are expected to know how to behave.
Okay.
When it comes to these types of things. I mean, most are generally college graduates, so we kind of all expect them to know how to behave.
I see.
Still in 2019. But yeah, for the most part.
Well, you know, each place can be different. Some, you know, you might have a family atmosphere.
Do you have to post rules at your holiday party?
No, but I mean, there's unwritten rules.
Unwritten rules. Things. Like, don't sleep with the boss's wife.
I think that's going to need to change, dear.
your unwritten rules need to change?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those rules, those unwritten rules can be pesky.
They will be changing. But, you know, it's to keep it all on a nice level of fun and merriness and...
Well, it was quite interesting to watch because it's like they really seem happy.
Yeah, right? Isn't that funny?
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. You know, people were happy, and that's at the end of the day, that's what counts. If you're not happy, and if you go into the new year all depressed,
clap your hands. So, Ezel said that his fucking computer decided to cut him off and download updates. So, cheers to you, Ezel. We're sorry that you're going to miss the last few minutes of the show, but
we'll post.
Happy New Year, Ezel.
Yeah, Happy New Year, Ezel. We'll be seeing you shortly because I think the ugly lights come on in about 30 seconds here.
Yes.
It's looking that way. It really is.
Oh, yeah, so. Ezel just went bye-bye.
Yeah, he's kind of off, and you know. So now we got snowbirds. They're driving me nuts. Can't stand that. Yeah.
They'll drive anyone crazy.
It's
going to be fucking 2020. How 2020, like Barbara Walters always says, 2020.
You got that right. It's going to be an interesting year.
Yes. Lots of technology is going to happen in the next few years, too.
Yep. There you go. Well, hey, folks. It looks like the 2019 edition of the Ugly Lights are coming on. Thank God, I'm getting a little tired of this color motif. Maybe we'll get something new next year. I think the Christmas tree in the lobby is on fire, too, so we might not be getting anything next year. Thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in on a recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, boy, what will the 2020 edition Ugly Lights look like? But,
hopefully with some insurance.
Glad you could join us for the Joan Anthony Show here on Cheyampa Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour, which is on Saturdays at noon Eastern. Weekend with Joe, Saturdays 4 p.m. Eastern. Headphone Meditation, some Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and a whole lot more. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with Black Beans and Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. That will be changing this next month. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. And yes, Rain Pilati has been continuously giving us dance mix updates, which has been very... Thank you. We appreciate that. Visit Cheyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in programming with extra Technique-U audio procedures. How do I do this, do you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any of your devices perpetually tuned in to Cheyampa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. Or you can just listen to us on the web. Go to CHIAMPA.org.
I think our guest is trying to call us back. I think our guest might have dropped.
Uh-oh.
But let's see. He's in the queue. He might be calling back. I don't know.
I don't know how that's possible.
Let's see what happens here. Let's see what happens.
Well, I'm going to let the guest listen in. I'm going to let the guest.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Wait. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Ezel.
It's Ezel.
What happened to the guest? Jesus.
It's okay. The guest can just listen to the rest of the show.
Hey, Ezel, thanks for calling.
Hey, I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, Ezel.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
My computer crapped out on me about 5 minutes ago, so I couldn't call you.
Oh, man, I hate when that happens.
It wanted to download some shit, man.
It always wants to.
Yeah, well, anyway, smoke them if you got them.
We'll do, Ezel. All right, Ezel, thanks for calling, and have a good new year. Take it easy,
bye-bye,
man.
Boy.
Thanks, Ezel.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back next Tuesday. Check out our blog at Cheyampa.org. Remember, folks, don't go naked mud wrestling with a deputy's canine after getting tased for handing out weed on a street corner. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for, I think, a brand new episode of This Way Out with an X. for Xerox Queen. Yeah. Yeah. We. Yeah, I think. Oh, there you go.
Wow. That just took too much time.
This station is brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.